Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. And if you missed today's show, this is cool. All the fun stuff that happened on the show in one podcast.
We're talking about your favorite grandparent memory. It's National Grandparents Month. Amber is with us from Ypsilanti, Michigan. What do you got?
Yes, I've got the best grandma in the world.
Oh.
So I would go spend the night at her house every weekend, and she would put this little TV tray over top of me and serve me breakfast, and there'd be a little bell on it, and I'd ring the little bell, and she'd come running and bring me whatever I wanted.
Wow. You know, there's being spoiled, and then there's flat-out servitude.
If I could share one more thing, my fondest memory is Faith for Miracles. They had a live radio program, and they brought me in at 7 years old and taught me this little trick. When your throat's a little itchy and you feel like you're going to cough, rub your tongue on the top of the roof of your mouth, and then you won't sneeze on air.
What? Really?
That makes the top of my mouth itchy when I do that, though.
I know. I was just tried it, and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
So now I did, too.
So maybe
it'll prevent a cough, prevent a sneeze, all that.
So maybe it distracts you so much.
Maybe.
You don't follow through with what...
I feel like I'd be so distracted by the itch, I couldn't talk, though.
Right. It makes you so much more uncomfortable.
Now, wait a second. Are you saying they had their own TV show?
Yeah, back in the 90s. It was radio and TV. They did both.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
And that was their trick for not doing something on the radio or on TV.
Yeah. Huh. Yep.
That's cool.
Learned about dead air early.
Dead air. That's funny.
You all have a great morning. Thank you. You guys are doing a great work. Continue to bless people with all that you do.
Oh, appreciate that. Thank you so much. And ring the bell anytime you want. We'll come running.
National Grandparents Month. We're celebrating your grandparents. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Charlene is with us from Flushing, Michigan. Tell us about your grandparents.
Well, I know that you guys are celebrating grandparents this month, and I just want to share my story. My grandfather, he was a wonderful man. He used to make milkshakes for me, and he would actually use the actual milkshake stuff. You know, he wouldn't, I mean, there was like a powder or something you put in it and everything.
Malt.
Yeah.
I used to love going over there and spending time with my grandma and grandpa. I mean, luckily I was right around the corner from them. And even in my adult days, they lived five houses down from me. My daughter, she knew her great-grandparents, and I miss them dearly.
Oh, that's neat.
Mm.
You know, I found at a garage sale one of those milkshake things where you take the cup and you put it up on the thing and it mixes it.
I've seen those.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't need one of those.
Yep.
You know what, Sally? That's why we got rid of it.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
It's gone viral. It's a letter. Going to share part of it with you. We're Kenkel Fritz and Friends. This is Family Life Radio. Thank you so much for listening, and welcome to our new listeners that might be listening in the Detroit, Michigan area with our brand new radio station. So this letter is a letter from a mom to a son as he entered high school. I think this could also go for, if they understand it enough, any grade, really. Get too young, they're not going to get it. But this could be college.
Mm-hmm. Middle school.
Starts out with, hey, be kind to yourself. Don't compare yourself to others now or ever. And then also talks about, don't lose your quirkiness.
Yes.
You are unique. Keep that. Also, I think this one's really important. Seek quality over quantity in friendships.
Mm-hmm.
If you just have two close friends who really dig you, well, that's success. You know, this is something I don't think I completely applied. I was like, hey, let's have friends with everybody, and didn't go deep with a lot of people, and I feel like I missed out there.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And I chased a lot of friendships. I wanted so badly to be popular that I neglected the really good friendships that were there. The couple of people that were really there for me.
Yeah.
So sacrificed that.
Anyhow, the thing goes on, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but really check it out. If you want to send it off to share with your kids, it's going to be on our Facebook page. Just search for FLR Mornings. It's our Love Your Teacher, Love Your School promotion going on, giving away a $500 gift card to a teacher. And along with this is a prayer initiative. We want to really pray for our students, pray for our schools. Gosh, pray for safety for our schools.
Yes.
Don't you agree with that? Mm-hmm. Everything that's been, oh.
Please, please, please.
So yeah, this is cool. We've partnered with Moms in Prayer International. And so go to myflr.org to check out those prayers. But we want to know about the teacher you want to nominate. And who's this?
This is Isla.
Isla, tell us about this teacher.
Her name is Diamond Leva.
Diamond?
That's a cool name.
That's yes. Awesome.
She just started. This is her second year teaching. She teaches second grade.
Okay.
And she's amazing. She started doing preschool and stuff, and she's got kids that, I mean, adore her. So she must be an amazing teacher.
Oh. Having the ability to get a class to really like you. I think I shared earlier about I had two Miss Nelsons. One was a grumpy Miss Nelson. One was a really... And the second one is like you didn't want to disappoint this woman because you liked her so much.
Oh.
It's a...
Wow, that's powerful.
It is.
We live in a very small town, and if we go to the carnival, all these kids run up to her, and it's just amazing to see.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
That's awesome. And what does she teach?
She teaches second grade.
Second grade. Second grade. That was a good grade.
Yes.
I liked second grade.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't remember second grade.
I liked my second grade teacher for a different reason.
Oh, did you think she was cute?
Oh, absolutely. If you're thinking about what God's doing in your life, then give us a call at 888-888-9976. Sean is with us. Your husband finds out he needs a kidney. And by the way, leading up to this, how long was he in kidney failure?
He was seeing a urologist ever since he got hit by a car from childhood. But it didn't start turning into that kind of a dire strait until we had been married and had our children. And then it happened pretty quick. Mm-hmm. We went from the urologist to a nephrologist. The team took one look at my husband and said, we usually meet and see who's going to get in the next loop of surgery. But we're telling you right now, you're next. You need a kidney as soon as possible. But the people that came forward, friends, neighbors, family members, that went in and got tested.
Mm.
My brother kept saying, you don't need to test all these people because I'm telling you, I'm the one.
Wow.
That's what I'm called to do.
Was it like immediately, it's like God told him?
Yes.
That's just amazing.
That's what he said. Soon as we came home from the doctor's appointment and told our family members first, my brother said, I'm in.
Wow.
And I said, what? And he said, I'm in. I'm telling you. And I said, well, there's tests and stuff that you got to go through. And he said, I'm telling you that I went through the biggest test there is, and that's God telling me you're it.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
There's times that you know, that you know, that you know. I guess that's a supernatural knowing on the inside. That comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way that...
Right.
That's a beyond a shadow of a doubt type thing. That's him.
Yep.
Well, we would love to hear your story. What's your good news? Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976. So why aren't people going to church like they used to? It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We have some research in front of us. Since the pandemic, the amount of people between the ages of 39 and 57 attending church, down by 12%.
Wow.
This new research says that middle-aged Americans are busy raising kids, caring for their older parents, juggling demanding jobs. And along comes this pandemic, and people were forced to isolate themselves, spend time thinking about what it is they truly believe. Now then, less than half of all U.S. adults belong to a house of worship. So I wonder if that means they don't believe in God anymore? Or is it that they're not as invested in the institution of the church anymore? I don't
That's
know
a
the
good
answer.
Question.
Yeah.
I will say that we found it... I guess it just kind of eliminated itself from our routine during quarantine.
Right.
And we're still struggling to fix that. And here it is, 2023, you know? It changed something significant in that respect.
Routine is a big deal.
Yeah.
That is true. And you get out of it.
I would agree with that.
A lot of people in the summertime don't go to church as much just because of all the activities that you have. Travel and vacation. And so there's a certain segment of the population that does kind of go and then not go and then start going again. But yeah, I think routine's a part of it, Misty. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Just getting back from that isolation and rebuilding relationships. I think we all know it needs to be done. I know I miss it. So, but yet there's a sense of comfort in the isolation that is a little bit, I'll use the word scary for me, just like, I think I've like kind of slid into this, I'm okay with this. And yet we know that we need each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And you've moved, Sally, so it's a double whammy for you. You have to find a new place to worship where you are.
Right.
And that's difficult.
The pandemic has happened for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also changed something significant in my social makeup. I'm just not the same person I was pre-pandemic as far as connecting to other people.
Wow. That's big. Mm-hmm. Can we agree that all of this isn't good for us?
Oh, totally not.
Yeah. Somehow we got to figure out how to rewind the clock or start over again or what? We just started going to a completely different church. And that's changed our lives. We love this new church we're going to.
That's awesome.
It's everything we wanted, and we were trying to figure that out. And that just sometimes that's what you need to do. I'm not saying, hey, go church hopping. But and by the way, you're never going to find the perfect church. It doesn't exist.
Yes.
And I think
absolutely.
I think that's what holds us back sometimes. You know, well, how about you? Are you back in church? Are you struggling to get back? We'd love to hear from you. What's your take on this research? Do you want, because I just wonder, do people just not believe in God anymore? This 12%, or is it they're just not back in the swing of things? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. When you get off track with God, what causes that? We're talking with Daniel Merritt's Irithe devotional. Bold Pursuit, a 90-day devotional for men seeking the heart of God. But we branched off of that. We talked about all kinds of different things. And one of them was, what causes you to get off track? And this is what I had to say.
I think we get so busy with the normal things of this world, and that even we as Christians sometimes start to live through just our own emotions, our own intellect, and our own will. And we don't surrender that to Christ so that He leads us, our soul, and then we act. And if we abide in Christ, truly abide in Him, then He will lead us even in our prayer. Then we will go into our room, we'll close that door, and we'll say like David, Father, here I am. What do you want me to pray about? Search me and take out everything that is not right. And then you start to pray, and it's amazing because the Holy Spirit is in us. And we forget that. The God of the universe lives in us. And sometimes I think a lot of people just forget it. They forget what it means to be a true reborn Christian and what it means to live in the Spirit, where we are not alone and we're supposed to be a relationship where you take it seriously. Do we have respect for God? Do we love Him with everything that is in us, our whole heart and soul? Or do we just go through the day and just pray and send it and say, here, God, here's my prayer. Thank you. I'm going to go on. I'm going to go now in traffic. I'm going to drive. I'm not going to do this. How can we do that?
Being led by the Spirit. Daniel, by the way, is a popular YouTuber, Bible teacher. He's got a huge online ministry. He's from South Africa. Make sure you check out the full podcast.
Family Life Radio.
Maybe you don't think you can, but you can fix things. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. This is where this comes from. Guys, whenever I fix something or I get involved in something, there is a fear, and I don't know why it's there. It's a fear of maybe I can't fix this, or I've got all this taken apart and I can't put it together. And this happened recently. Our microwave went out.
Uh-oh.
All of a sudden, I mean, we're talking no power to it at all.
Oof. Oh, no.
So I got on the YouTuber. And by the way, If you just go to YouTube, or you're going to find lots of ways to fix things, and it's easier than you think. There's a video just about everything that's broken.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things it talked to was the powers, you know, you need, maybe a fuse is blown. Like, oh, okay. And it shows you how to take apart the microwave and find the fuse. And so I did. And there the fuse was. And I went to the hardware store, bought a fuse, put it in, put it back together. And now it works.
That's amazing.
Handy kink.
Same thing. We have a vacuum cleaner that went out. Mm-hmm. And that one I didn't use YouTube. I probably should, because it took longer. But this is what I've found. Here's a thought. If you're about to buy something because the previous thing just broke, what do you got to lose and popping the cover off of something? And
that's
just take a look.
Could save yourself some money.
Absolutely. You know, that this very thing happened when we were living in Texas. Our AC unit went out. Well, you know how much that costs.
Oh,
that's crazy expensive. And I don't know anything about air conditioner units. And so I just popped the cover on that thing. And I looked at this, looked like a capacitor or something. And it didn't look right. It was like foaming out. There's like stuff coming out of it. And I'm like, that little part there doesn't look right. So I looked up the part number. And I honestly have no clue what I'm doing, guys. I just went on eBay, found the part. It was shipped to me. I pulled the other one out, put it back in. AC's working again.
Wow.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
My word.
You said, what do you have to lose? And Misty's so kind. And she said, yeah, you can save some money. And I'm thinking you could lose your fingers. You could lose your hair. You could lose your life.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I don't think I'm getting into that too dangerous of something.
Yeah,
turn,
oh, man.
Number one, turn off the power.
Oh, goodness.
I think you're more mechanical than you know you are.
I think I'm just curious.
Jason is like that. My husband, Jason, when we were still dating, had an iBook, like the older Mac version, Apple version of their laptop that I'd purchased in like 2003, and this was 2009, and something stopped working. Like, it just wasn't operating right, and I remember seeing my iBook spread all over the table one day. He took the whole thing apart.
Wow.
And he temporarily fixed the problem, which is good. I don't know how that story would have played out if he hadn't.
Yeah. Well, you probably would have bought another one. See, that's the thing. If you're about to spend a bunch of money replacing something, hey.
Yeah.
Have fun.
I think Misty's indicating there might have been some marital strife.
Oh!
I don't know if I would have gotten married. It's time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
So what is bringing you joy today? 888-9976. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Bert Kelly.
Hey, Bert, what's on your mind?
So I called in about a year ago. I was doing my student teaching at Webster Elementary in Mesa.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to say that God is amazing, because I have got my bachelor's degree from ASU, and he has given me the strength to do 5 years of schooling, and I am starting at Burke Elementary in Gilbert as a full-time teacher.
Hey, yay! Congratulations!
Woo!
That's awesome! So what are you going to be teaching?
Physical education.
I can't think of a funner subject to teach than PE.
Yes.
Exactly. We'll all take the presidential fitness test, see how we're doing.
Do they still have the presidential fitness test? And has it changed with the presidents?
They do.
Yes, they have four exercises that they do. It's a stretch and sit, push-ups and sit-ups, and a flexibility exam assessment.
Yeah.
I can still see the printout of those.
The card?
Poor. Every single time. Mine said poor.
Oh, no.
You're so wounded.
I am. I'm traumatized from those.
I'm not
physically fit as a child, and I'm still not physically fit as an adult. So I guess it just stood the test of time.
That's funny.
Sometimes those genetics just don't let us be that way that we want to be.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Yeah, let's blame it on them.
Exactly. Your genes. That's funny. Well, thank you for calling in, and congratulations.
Thank you for doing what you guys do.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, now drop and give me 50. What can we do for you?
I'm calling because I have maybe a little bit of insight on what you guys were speaking to earlier about why people aren't going back to church.
Yeah, so earlier we were talking about people between the ages of 39 and 57, attendance is down by 12% post-pandemic, just not going back. So what do you think?
I found it very difficult to go back to church just because I guess I had to live my life without him in order to realize that the way that he wanted me to live my life would be substantially better for me. But I think what it all came down to was me thinking that I knew better than God. I actually do a lot of reading in the book of Genesis, and one thing that really spoke out to me is when Adam and Eve went ahead and made the decision to go ahead and take a bite of the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge. That was the first sin, wasn't actually them biting the apple, but it was man thinking that they knew better than God. And I think that's something that I'm guilty of, and I think that's something that is kind of resonating with today's culture, is everybody thinks that they know better than God. But what they don't realize is that when you fully give yourself to Him, you start to feel your purpose. You start to feel more divinity in your life.
Well, you know, what you're saying about the temptation of eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which God didn't want us to eat from, the temptation from the enemy was, yeah, you will be like him. You'll understand these things. And yeah, hey, you'll be like God if you eat from this tree. Have you noticed that the temptations that the enemy gives us are always to make us feel dissatisfied with what we have?
Wow. Yeah. Excellent point. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, think about Adam and Eve. They had everything they needed. They walked and talked with God. They didn't need anything else. And here something comes along, makes you think you need more. Maybe it makes you think you don't need to go to church. Interesting thought.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people, reasons why people don't, maybe disenfranchised or felt, people are hurt by church. That's happened. Yeah. Happened to me. Yeah, I just encourage you to get back on that horse. Go for it. See what happens. Maybe try a different church, whatever it could be. Hey, if you want to chime in on this, 888-888-9976.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy reports. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.